is GQDN for February 27th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixers. Drink mixes. Yeah. Put in the promo code Quest. After you get Quest worthy, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, PS5 Pro is getting an update. Digital Foundry is doing some comparisons between Switch 2 and Xbox for Resident Evil. And people really hate a character in Stardew Valley. Well, we got World of Warcraft as well. But we're beginning with Pokemon Day. And Game Informer said, here's everything you need to know at the February 26 Pokemon Presents. One, there's going to be a game music collection, and it'll be featuring Pokemon Red and Blue. 45 songs, 45 cartridges for standalone music player. Music. And you can start enjoying that now. Plus, well, a little bit of esports. The Pokemon World Championships and XP was announced as well. And they're headed to San Francisco on August 28th through 30th. And the Pokemon Company did confirm that all the activities happening there won't be just the competition fighting the crown, but the Pokemon XP Expo will also host several events and places for families and friends, so that way they can celebrate Pokemon. And there was some new artwork today. The trading card game also had a little bit of announcement too, because they have the 30th anniversary trading cards coming out sometime this year. And they did show up everything from classic cards to tag teams and more than that. Oh, if you got your phone, Pokemon Go, and some of the past events will return and be a part of the 10th anniversary of the series, or alongside the series' 30th. Pokemon Go's been out for 10 years. Yikes. About Pokemon Masters EX? Well, Red, 1996, and Pikachu are out today, with two more trainers joining soon, Florian and Orgapon. That's the anniversary of 2026. On February 28th, Julia and Terabogos on March 2nd. So Florian and Orgapon will be arriving on February 28th, and Julian and Terabogos will be arriving March 2nd. Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, you better get those gems, about 3,000 gems for logging in. Oh, there's also a roundup event, Pokemon Cafe Remix, and that does start today. And the first set will be the three from Kanto, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. And then there's Pokemon Sleep. New missions will be coming there starting tonight. So you can look forward to grab a Mew while you snooze. That's what Game Informer was saying. But they also had Pokemon Unite. Lakanto, Zapdos, and Moltres are coming to Pokemon Unite today. And there's a special event featuring the birds kicking off as well. That'll be Meganum, if I got that right. If I get this right too. Typhlosion and Velectro. I know I got that one wrong. Because they're on their way to the Pokemon MOBA. And the Electrode Volleyball World Tour was also teased for the game as well. There's another set coming to the Pokemon TCG Pocket, and it's Paladin Wanderers. And it does have some numerous daily login bonuses starting today. So you can pick up some booster packs and celebrate 30th anniversary of that. Nintendo Switch Online's got some stuff too. Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness, which is not a very well-known game, but it is coming to Nintendo Switch and online GameCube selections in March, so next month. And this could be huge news for anyone who wants to see this odd side game. Well, Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green was also there as well. And you already know that because it's the remakes of the Pokemon or Pokemon Generation 1. And they're coming to Nintendo Switch. They're out today. Pokemon Champions arrivals in April. This is a battle-focused Pokemon experience that's coming to Switch in April. And there will be a mobile version coming later this year. And this will be a client faced solely and facing up against trainers. Good stuff. Pokemon Legends Z to A gets more stuff as well. It's getting some more content this year, and the Mega Garchomp Z will be available for owners of the Mega Dimension DLC for Pokemon Legends Z-A today. Then they announced Pokemon Pokopia. Now, this one's just a few days away because the Living Sims will arrive on March 5th. And there you play as a Pokemon. It's a Sims game. And the DJ Rototom has some special stereo-focused form for the techno Pokemon. You'll be able to play some CDs that the player Ditto finds. So, if you want to play a Sims-type Pokemon, March 5th for Switch 2. And then Pokemon Winds and Waves has been confirmed as well. There were some glimpses of some different biomes where the Pokemon will take care of that, as well as a resort-like structure and towns built on the water. There are three new starters, apparently. Brout, which is a little bird. Pombon, it's a fire puppy. And Gigtua, it's a kind of like a fish, maybe? Water amphibian, almost like a frog. And you might have some underwater activities. Now, this generation of Pokemon will aim for a global release next year on Switch 2. But we shall see what happens. But that wasn't the only everything. Oh no. If you're looking to get into World of Warcraft, Gaming Bolt can help you out. Because they said, here's everything you need to know before you buy it. Now, as being a former World of Warcraft podcast, we still look into things like this, don't we? One, this is the 11th expansion overall. And this is the second one in the World Soul Saga. And the story is driven by the Void's assault in Quothalus. The Midnight centers on the Void invasion, as well you know, in the Elven Kingdom, Quothalus. I know I did that wrong. So, what is going to happen? Well, there will be some new and revamped zones that would include a reimagined Eversong Woods. But that'll also have the Alpine Zul'aman, that'll be the home of the Mani Trolls. Horandar, that'll be the jungle homeland of the new allied race, the Hyanar, and the all-consuming Voidstorm. That's where you take the fight to Zelotath. Of course, you already know about player housing, so we'll skip that. And the housing decor. Now, you'll also have a new Demon Hunter specialization, Devourer, which was already announced. But just as a reminder, it is a new spec which will utilize the Void Magic to deal damage. That's just a reminder, it's okay. Now, I'm going to read from GamingBolt.com, and they will be talking about the combat possibility, possibly be most accessible yet. Quote, Midnight is set to streamline the games for all skill levels, making World of Warcraft's combat system more accessible for every player archetype. Class specializations are being revamped, reducing the complexity by making buffs and rebuffs easier to track, introducing more visible prompts in the interface. Blizzard are also committed to reviewing the cognitive load when playing as each spec, all while reducing add-on reliance to make the path to mastering any specialization more intuitive, whether you're a newcomer, returnee, or veteran. End quote. Now, there's also a new opt-in hunting system, Prey. We talked about that earlier this week. And we know that this game is coming on March 2nd. Three digital editions, which you can try out. And if you did purchase any edition already, you already know about player housing. So I hope you enjoy it. We will see how this does. Does look pretty good, though. But not everyone was happy. If you play Stardew Valley, sorry. Because you already know about Clint. Polygon says he has a million haters, and the writer is one of them. Now, Clint is the Pelican Town's blacksmith, and he has drawn a lot of anger since he's been out. And that's because of his obsession with Emily, which is another marriage candidate. He did ask players for their advice on women. He did proceed to act awkwardly in front of Emily, who was taking his order in the saloon, and then tell the player that he was, quote, doomed, end quote. Now, Clint does come off as a defeatist, desperate, and maybe even creepy. That's according to Polygon.com. But he does appear like a, quote, nice guy, end quote. So, when it came to the 1.7 update, there was a lot of complaints that were raised, and really some sadness on how Concerned Ape should have been chosen instead. One of the Twitter users, or X users, did say, quote, "Imagine getting off the worst shift of your life and finding Clint is now a memorable character in Stardew Valley," end quote. But some people did defend him, saying that maybe you should put yourself in Clint's shoes. I'm just a messenger, so I don't know. But what do you think about Clint? Let me know on Twitter and X, at Joe Brumps. I say Twitter and X, I'm at Blue Sky and X. My bad, but it's the same. Now, if you have PlayStation 5, and if it is a pro version of the PlayStation 5, ahead of Resident Evil Requiem, there will be an update. It'll be the PlayStation 5 Pro Tech Enhancement via Push Square and PC Gamer that will upscale the games. And the update will be rolled out for the owners next month in March, and Resident Evil Requiem is out today. And has been confirmed as one of the titles that will support the upgraded feature. So, if you're looking to get that game, just know that the PS5 firmware update will have some enhanced PSSR image quality, and there'll be an option for the video output menu in the PS5's Pro settings. Now for the firmware update, Mushroom of Capcom did say, quote, "The upgraded PSSR has allowed us to elevate our expressiveness by successfully processing these details and textural properties, which are traditionally difficult to upscale because of their intricacy. We hope to experience the unprecedented level of horror and the visual fidelity and the gameplay feels it delivers," end quote. Now, the RDNA 4 GPUs will have some dedicated units for processing the AI parts for the FS4, and that's what the PS5 Pro does not. So that's if you're trying to play the game on PC, because the FSR4 and the PSSR are not the same thing. So if you play that on PC, well, you might want to get a Radeon RX 9000 series card, even though it might be okay for the RX 6000 or 6000 or 7000 series for the graphics card. Might be okay. I wouldn't chance it. You might need the RX 9060 or 9070 cards. It depends on what the graphics are for PlayStation. Speaking of which, for Resident Evil, Pure Xbox was comparing, or they weren't comparing it, but Digital Foundry was comparing it. And they said that, quote, "The Switch 2 port runs with an unlocked frame rate, whether you're playing docked or in handheld mode. What this means is that while the game arguably may look better than Xbox Series S, frame rate is far more variable," end quote. So what they're doing is they're comparing the Xbox Series S versus the Switch 2. And they went into the image quality as well. Further quote, "Switch 2 may well be the latest capable current-gen system in terms of pixel-pushing power, but the port is elegant, and DLSS is once again instrumental in making this conversation work. Resolution is slashed by 50p docked, but the NVIDIA upscaler delivers image quality that bests the Series S version running at native 720p, end quote. So what would you play that on? Oh, that's okay. Because Gaming Bold also said that the Astrobot Studios now has a job listing. So could they be making more games? Now, the job's website is listing for opening the 3D environment artist. The role directly leads to the lead 3D environment artist, and applicants that are expected to spend their first 6 months at the company working on-site at Tokyo. There's also a listing for a gameplay programmer, where they could be, quote, be creating, quote, advanced and fun gameplay mechanics around physics engine, end quote. And there you could have your own game design and creative and humor for the interactions. Now, neither Sony nor did Team Asobi did make any official announcements regarding the next project. But considering that Astrobot came out in 2024, the studio may have begun production for a new game. But you want to talk about some games. Xbox, you need to pick it up because the PlayStation 5 remaster of a fan favorite PlayStation 4 game is now out on the PlayStation Store. via PlayStationLifestyle.net. It is the Tales of Berezia Remastered. And there's an enhanced version of the fan favorite RPG that was originally released on the PlayStation 4. And they did have the launch trailer up on YouTube. And it's called The Tales of Berezia. And I believe I already said that. But looking at it, it does look like they did a pretty good job. There you play as a female, and you want to beat people up. Now, the standard edition does cost $40 for the base game. The deluxe edition costs $60, and you do get some goodies. You get the Battle BGM pack, digital art book soundtrack, and super growth support herb set. So if you want something that was very popular, and you want it in 4K, you can try it if you want. I'm thinking about it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. We'll see you then. So until then, go play some video games, people.